You have, haven't you? You've been a very naughty sissy. Probably really slutty, is my guess. You're such a little brat. You come around and you're all sweet. You get me to take you in and be your mistress. And the next thing I know, as soon as I've got my back turned, you start acting as naughty as you possibly can. Well, that doesn't mean I'm going to stop being your mistress or that you have to stop being a sissy. It does, however, mean that you're going to be punished. Now, I could take away all your girly fun. You know, take your clothes away, your wigs, your makeup, make you take that polish off those toenails, make you grow hair on your legs. But no, I'm not going to do that because, quite frankly, it's not one of my more favorite punishments. No, I'm thinking more on the lines of a spanking. Take you over my knee. Pull your little skirt up and your little panties down and spank that little bottom of yours until it's nice and red. That's right. Maybe I'll even use that slut paddle of mine. Being oh so careful to hit you in the same spot each time so I can brand the letters on your ass that spell out what you truly are. A little slut. And now, for you pain sluts, those of you who want me to spank you, who hope I do, well, I'll just have to find another way to punish you. Maybe I'll tie you to a chair, after I've dressed you up, of course. Bring in that sexy bull, you know the one, your favorite one, the one with the really, really big cock. And maybe I'll have all the fun with him. I'll suck him and get fucked. I'll stroke his cock right in front of your face. But I'll never let you touch that big bull dick. How's that for a punishment, sissy? This is Mistress Christine, and you can reach me at 800-601-7259 and check out my blog at femphoneblog.com.